The Baltimore City Council last night resolved to uphold the Paris Climate Accord. Councilman Zeke Cohen led the effort.
We have a moral obligation to build our city in a way that respects the health of our citizens. That is why we must send a clear message to Donald Trump. Mr. President, Baltimore will not back away from the Paris Climate Accord.
While Republican Governor Larry Hogan has criticized the Trump administration's decision to pull out of the Paris Accord, many Democratic lawmakers have called on him to more forcefully reject the move. Earlier this month, Hogan issued a statement saying that Maryland has already made its climate goals. WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Bonesi is on the line now to address what change, if any, the City Council move will have on Baltimore. Good morning, Dominique.
Good morning, Nathan.
So how will this move impact Baltimore?
So Baltimore and Maryland have already taken significant strides to reducing their greenhouse gases. There was an initiative put in place, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, to get 45% reduction in CO2 by 2020. There's the Clean Energy Jobs Act that Hogan also put in place last year. That's 25% of electricity coming from renewable energy sources. My colleague Rachel Bay also reported just a few months ago that the Chesapeake Bay programs are seeing better water clarity with increased seagrass, and progress has been made also in Baltimore City. Just this year, Councilman Ryan Dorsey has put in place an initiative called Complete Streets, which is supposed to help make sure that all the lights and all the intersections are working in Baltimore. That way, cars are not running, running CO2 emissions and just stalling while at lights. And then Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark has also put forward an initiative called the Zero Waste Baltimore Resolution in conjunction with this current resolution.
It's all really part of the same whole. What we want is zero waste, but what that means is in the water, in the air, and on the ground.
But at the same time, the Trump administration has already cut $73 million from Chesapeake Bay programs prior to canceling the Paris Climate Accords. So it's still up in the air as to whether or not Baltimore will get the funding it needs on the state and federal level for these programs to continue.
So that is what we have done and what we're doing already and what we plan to do. What exactly does the resolution that was passed last night mean in and of itself?
Is a way to stand united with the rest of the country and rest of the other states that have decided to reject President Trump's climate change, I guess they have been calling it denialism. Actually, Seth Brush from the Sierra Club did call the Trump administration's efforts towards this as denialism, and this is what he said.
At this time, we need leaders like Governor Hogan to do a couple of things. For one, you know, we do need that symbolic perspective. We need for Baltimore, for the state of Maryland, to step onto the national stage and say, you know what, we are not going to abide by this climate denialism.
How is Baltimore doing on its climate goals? Hasn't it already met them or getting close to that?
So Baltimore is, and the state of Maryland, are very close to reaching their climate goals. Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark had this to say about showing unity with the Paris Climate Accords with the rest of the cities of the world.
I feel that if we're not united and if we're not working together and if we're not keeping track of each other, we can fall back in all of these regards.
Does this resolution come with any fear of retribution from the Trump administration or any rollbacks of lack of funding on the federal level?
No, last night I spoke with several spokespeople and representatives from these organizations that I previously mentioned, and this is what I got from Taylor Smithhand. She's a spokesperson for Chesapeake Climate Action Network, and this is what she said.
No, I think operating from a place of fear and, you know, retaliation is not, that's not a strong place to be negotiating from, and climate action is not negotiable.
These organizations are sending a message to the state, federal, and international level saying that they're not going to stand for this.
Dominique Maria Bonesi is WYPR's City Hall reporter. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.